So Gaudete Sunday, third Sunday of Advent, we're halfway through Advent to Christmas, and Gaudete actually means rejoice. I want to start by telling you Friday. So the snow came, right? And I got a text from someone over at Divine Mercy Academy. See, I go there every Friday about a quarter to one to have Mass with the little ones. I love it. They're so adorable. And anyways, they text, "Are you coming, Father?" And I said, "Well, if you're there, I'm coming." And so off I went. I hit a slush spot on the way. It almost pulled me into the ditch, but we made it. And then coming out of the car, there they are lined up after playing out in the snow. And I was joking around with them. I had my elb in my hand, and I'm going, "I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall, I'm going to fall." They were giggling, and, "Father, Father, we made a fort." "Really? Where?" "Over there." And it was a hole in the snow, but anyways. Oh, that's awesome. Forts are so awesome in Christmas. But we were just kind of going back and forth like this. And why do I tell you that story? Well, later when I was giving them their little sermon, which I do kid-friendly sermons, the readings that day was people saying, "Well, John the Baptist was out in the desert. He neither ate nor drank, and he's possessed by a demon. And then Jesus eats and drinks, and you call him a glutton and a drunkard, and he eats with tax collectors and sinners." Wah, 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 right? Well, these are people with an attitude, aren't they? They're finding what's wrong with something. They're looking for anything to turn something light into dark. And anyways, in my kid-friendly language, I was talking to the kids. I said, "You know, in Scripture it says the wise and the learned think they're pretty special, but they're not as wise as the little children, right? So, and why is that? Unless you become like a child," Jesus would say. "What do you guys got? Well, look at how you wipe the snow, right? I mean, you get all excited and you build forts and you love it. And other people go, "Oh, it's snowing outside." You know, they take the negative tack of it. So that's what Jesus was getting at, is that, you know, unless you become like a child. See, when we grow up, and I think it hits around teen years, if you're not careful, teenagers, you can get that teen attitude, right? "Well, you're just kind of like this all the time, you know?" and that can stick if you're not careful, too. But also, too, we're being fed all this junk that that little kids aren't really paying attention to, right? And so they maintain what? Their joy. They're just celebrating life. Don't you think God the Father, who has created his children, us, wants us to love him for sure, but what he's given us? Living, how about that? We exist. Now, ultimately, we'll be in heaven forever for good boys and girls, right? And I mean, this is a time to celebrate. And I just want to say this. I know I say it a lot, but I love you. I mean, I really love you. And I think together we've taken on what evil has thrown at us pretty well. You know, remember it was in 2020 when we took Jesus out of the tabernacle and we processed him downtown. You know, I was bringing that up recently, but we believe and we want to stay joyful. We want to receive the peace that God wants to give us. And the devil was trying to steal all that from us. And darn it, he's stolen it from a lot of people. But what did we try to do during that time? Say no, even in the face of the streets on fire and boarded up shops and everything. We believe in Jesus Christ. And we believe he's more powerful than the devil. And we brought Jesus downtown. And you know what? Virtually all of that rioting and domestic terrorism ceased right after that. We followed up with, in August, we had like 3,000 people out for that. But what have we been doing? You know, right now I'm wearing a t-shirt under my robe that says, get strong. You know, as we face the challenges of life, I've said this before, I weight train 3 times a week. It's like that. You're pressing against it. Okay, you're not letting it take over. You're pressing against it so that you're getting stronger because of that. We're getting strong and we're getting united. Remember, it was in that summer that we started Heal Our Land. Oh, it was the following summer we started Healing Our Land Holy Hours. You know, we did that summer. We did 40 Days for Freedom from the Devil. That was Father Bill Peckman's inspiration from the Holy Spirit, and myself and Father Altman helped with that. But you know what? The devil is trying to steal our peace, steal our joy, and we're calling him out. Here's what he's doing. Because we love you. I love you. And if you know what the devil's doing, it's harder for him to be successful in doing what he's doing. Does that make sense? Okay? And now this year, I think we went full bore this year. I know I did, and I got to lead by example. On January 1st, I said, here we go. I've lost 70 pounds. I'm wearing a pair of pants. This is my second pair that I bought in the last 2 months. Because the first pair I bought ended up too big for me, okay? I mean, I hope I'm sounding like the kids who are building a snow fort outside, okay? Because that's what I'm trying to relate. But you know, I needed to work on my health, my weight and all that stuff. But also too, you know, you get distracted or, you know, whatever, and your prayer life is off. So we've been disciplined in that too. But what are we doing? What are we doing? We want to stay home with the Lord. We want to stay in his arms. No, devil, you're not going to steal our joy. You're not going to steal our peace. Okay, we're going to be strong. We're going to press against you. Okay, and we're going to get even stronger because of that. I don't know, maybe if we weren't attacked so much in the last 2 years, I wouldn't have been so inspired to go after my physical health and my weight. You see, I think it inspires us. It challenges us, you know, to try to be the best of what we ought to be. Okay, that's what John the Baptist was calling us to. Repent. Reform your lives. Make straight the way of the Lord. In other words, make it easy for the Lord to get in. Okay, if we're sluggish, if we're, you know, if we're bored, if we got an attitude, if we're taking a negative spin, I mean, it's almost impossible for Jesus to get in. Right? But for those little ones, you know, when we're celebrating Mass, those eyes are like this, right? They're just in awe. And don't we want to be like that? You know, what you have hidden from the wise and the learned, you've given to the little children, unless you become like a child, okay? That doesn't mean immature or childish. It means, look, they haven't been tainted by life yet, or allowed life to taint them. And it can, if we let it. But we press against it. That's what we've been doing. We've been pressing against it. So here I'll end with this. 2 weeks from today, Jesus is born in that crib. Let's make this the most special Christmas of all. You give your presents, you know, because I love that tradition too. Opening presents and seeing the reaction and building a snow fort, okay. But let's give the most meaningful and most important gift we can give to our loved ones. Let's be the very spirit of joy and peace. And let that be contagious. Let it spread. But it starts with us, doesn't it? It starts with us. So, I don't know, why don't we call this Snow Fort Christmas? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.